If you want to bring a membership into your business as a digital product that you can use for monthly recurring revenue and to support people in your world long term with an offer that they can keep coming back to month after month, then I am here to show you how to do this in Kajabi. Yesterday, in part one of this live stream series, we talked about memberships in general, things to consider with starting a membership. It was a pretty packed episode, but today I'm going to take that a step deeper and I'm going to show you how you can actually set up a membership offer in Kajabi. Now, there are lots and lots of different potential combinations and things that you could do with memberships. So I'm going to try and touch on the main ones. But if you do have any questions at all, please do let me know. And if you're not yet using Kajabi and you're like, I'm Kajabi curious, well, please do make sure to check out the unicornadvisory.com/Kajabi. Right now, until May the 23rd, Kajabi has a fantastic creator plan offer. Normally, you get a 30-day free trial, and then you are able to go onto one of the Kajabi paid plans, which start at $89 a month. However, if you join right now, you can join for $99 for 3 months, and you will not be on the low starter plan. You get to go all the way to the pro plan so you can experience everything Kajabi has to offer. Then you can choose at the end of the 3 months which plan you would like to continue on with. But it is amazing. I love Kajabi. You may or may not know I'm completely Kajabi obsessed. However, I'm going to show you things you can do with Kajabi, so maybe you'll understand my obsession and why I love it so much, and especially for memberships. I have run my own membership on Kajabi for 5 years. Very meta. It was a membership on Kajabi showing you how to use Kajabi. But I'm going to talk a little bit about that, some of the things that you consider. I've also had other membership style subscription offers. So I'm going to look at different types of things that you can set up. I've worked with hundreds of creators, including some who have $1 million memberships. And surprisingly, you may be super surprised. This is one of the things that surprised me the most. Some of them are not using any fancy features. The membership that I have worked with that is literally, I think they've earned $4 million in total from Kajabi since they've been on it in 2020. They are using a stock standard out of the box Momentum template with no customization. So, you know, whilst you can make things look incredibly beautiful and I'll give you some tips and tricks, it is not necessary. You can start very cleanly, easily, and quickly. And that is sometimes the thing to do instead of overthinking it and, you know, adding in all the bells and whistles. I will, however, give you a couple of bells and whistles in case that is something that you want to do. But we're going to dive into Kajabi and I am going to share with you how you can run a membership product in Kajabi. Now, the first thing to note is that Kajabi doesn't technically have a membership product. What Kajabi has is different types of products that you can combine together into a membership offer. So membership as a product itself, the reason there isn't a membership product is because it can be anything. You can turn the course product into a more membership style of product just by changing the naming and the way that you set it up. So I'll go through and show you some things to consider there. But it can also be anything other than just a course product. It could be community. It could be community plus a newsletter. It could be a podcast plus a newsletter plus access to some kind of Q&A bonus calls. It could be coaching. It could even be service offerings. And it could even be literally nothing. It could even be a payment only product that will enable you to, or will enable your customers to access something from you. So I'm going to dive into a lot of different scenarios. Like I said, if you've got any questions as I am going, please do let me know so I can make sure to answer them either during the live stream or I'll come back and answer afterwards. So a membership offer is essentially a subscription offer. This is something that people will continue to pay access for. You could have a membership that was limited to a time period. I spoke yesterday briefly about pop-up memberships that you could run for, say, 3 months or 6 months. I do know some people who have offered a membership for 12 months. I mean, technically, it is just a word. It is a description. It doesn't have to mean anything, but it is a way for you to have recurring revenue. So it's not the revenue once for a product, you deliver it and that's the end. It's some sort of ongoing thing that you will deliver every week, every month, maybe every day, potentially every quarter, whatever it is, there is some kind of ongoing aspect to it. That is essentially what makes a membership offer. But in terms of how to build it, well, there are a few different options. So we've got the product part of Kajabi. So this is what you can see here. In Kajabi, we have courses, we have coaching, community, podcasts, newsletters, and downloads as the product types that you are able to offer. Most of the membership products that I see are a combination of courses and community or courses and coaching. Whether that's one-on-one coaching, so it's some kind of access to something where there is a bonus, say one-on-one with the person who's running it, quarterly or monthly, depending on what you are doing, or it is some kind of courses plus community. There could be a situation. My membership that I ran actually was just a course. It did have a community at one point when I decided to, you know, go all in on Kajabi communities when it improved enough to the point of that. Previously, it was a course plus a Facebook group. I actually ran the live calls on Zoom and then put the replays of that into the course product. So there isn't sort of one way, there isn't a membership way. You get a lot of flexibility. And I know that sometimes having too much flexibility can make you go, oh, where do I even start? So we're going to make a fake membership today. So I am going to set up the Wanderers community. And Wanderers community is a monthly subscription product for travelers and digital nomads who want to learn how they can make money while traveling. So for this membership that I'm going to make, something to remember is that you don't always have to call it literally a membership. It could just be the Wanderers community. So the Wanderers community is what I'm going to call it. And the deliverables that the Wanderers community are going to get is that they will get a workshop product every month. They will get a free training. They will also get a live Q&A session, and they will get a community. Optionally, we could add a newsletter into that as well, only because I already have it set up. So I'm going to say we will get access to the lounge, which is our community access. They will get access to the newsletter. So I could even with my newsletter, which is currently a free newsletter, make a free version and then a paid exclusive version for members. And they are going to get that workshop. So let's just say with the workshop, they will. There's two ways that you can do that. So I'm going to show you how we can set it up in a course. So it's like a monthly aspect, because then it'll help you see how instead of creating modules in a course, we can actually create it with membership sort of content areas. So let's go into our course product. We are going to get started with creating a course. I'm just going to take this little thing off the screen here so it doesn't get in the way. So we're going to make this an evergreen course. I won't go into evergreen versus cohorts just at the moment. I will do that in a different video. You may not even see that option come up here. And so we are going to call this monthly travel briefings. Join Sue for a fun workshop for digital nomads. Obviously, I can put some better information in there, but I'm just putting that in here just to start this. We are not going to use this info to generate content and additional resources, because that's going to essentially use whatever we've put in this description to create the bones of a course with AI. We don't want to do that for a membership, because we're not creating a course with AI. We're kind of creating like a member hub area. And we are going to make this primary color. Yeah, we might just make it. I don't know. We'll make it purple. It doesn't matter. We'll make it purple. Purple and green is probably not the nicest color combo. And let's just go in and we'll upload a new file here. I don't have proper files made, so we'll just make do with what we've got. We'll pretend this says Wanderers community, or it's, what do we call it? The monthly travel briefing. I mean, that kind of sounds formal. I'm not doing the best with naming on the fly, but I'm pretty sure you understand what I mean. And obviously those colors look a little bit trash with this, and I haven't got the color codes for those handy. So for this one here, because I'm going to show you how to do the offers for this separately. So when you have a membership product, the product part of it, the things that you are delivering, is separate to the offer, which is the checkout and the part of Kajabi that decides who gets access to what. So you could set this up here, but what I would suggest to do is just go skip for now, because I'm going to show you how to set the offers up separately. Generally for memberships, because there's multiple products involved, I don't set up the pricing at this point. It's going to give you some information, but I think it's better if we do the offer separately. And you'll also get to understand different ways that you can set that offer up for different situations. So we have this course product now, and it's come up with blank module, which is what we want. So we are going to just change this module to, we're going to just call this one Start Here. And I'm not going to put in thumbnails, but you could put in a thumbnail to make it look a lot nicer. And then in this module, this is where we could put things like an introduction, sort of onboarding type of material. So Start Here can be, you know, or maybe not introduction, maybe like welcome. Sorry, it's probably more appropriate. And then we can put a video in here. We might put some information about where to access all the resources. I'm going to show you another way we can do that too. So we're just going to come back into here and add some content. So we'll add another lesson and we will call this access your resources. Again, probably would have been better if I had got specific lessons to make this easier, or done it in advance so you could see what I was doing. But this is an over the shoulder on the fly as I'm doing it. We may also put the workshop calendar. We could put that in here where you actually go and give information about the dates and the upcoming sessions. So that could just be like a, you know, like an onboarding, housekeeping, like general information type of area where you can put things that new members would want to know. So you would want to make this accessible to everyone immediately. So we're going to go and publish these so that we're assuming that obviously there's a video or content in each of these. Whatever it is that you want to put in here, we can put in here. The next thing that we are going to add into our members area, and this is where you can keep it as simple as you want, or you can, you know, I've seen memberships that have got loads and loads and loads of content. In the beginning, usually they're a little bit smaller and tighter, and then they grow over time. It's the beauty of memberships. So we're going to create a new module. We're going to call this one Resources, if I can spell it right. And again, you can put an image in here and description if you want to. And then the content we could put in here would be things like, you know, favorite online booking, online travel agents. And it could be, you know, affiliate links or things like that that you're putting in here. And you could fill that out with helpful resources for the members of your community, obviously tailoring it to your members and the types of things that they need. Another type of module that we will create, because the deliverable that we're doing monthly is that live session. So we can add content in here and add the module, and we can call this monthly workshops. Now, this could be delivered live, or it could be something that is added in that you deliver by a certain date. So on the first of the month, for example, you drop a new workshop, but it's completely up to you. And a lot of people that I find that have memberships, that's the type of schedule that they work on. So I'm just going to pull that one down to the bottom. Sometimes it gets a little bit finicky when moving things around. Okay, I'm just going to leave it there for now. we'll move it later. Okay, so we will put in here, let's just say we will put, this one is July. Let's just say that there, oh no, let's make it May 2025. And that's the lesson. It's going to go in this one here, and we could put the topic name. So I'm just going to add topic name, and then in this area here, because you don't have a video for this yet, you could add like a little video saying, hey, I'm really excited. May, we're going to be talking about this, this, and this. Make sure to RSVP, you know, whatever the situation is. And we can put a description and info here. You could add the Zoom link if you're going to host it on Zoom, and I'll talk about that in a moment. So you want to put information about this, if there's any relevant links. Like, think if you're going to schedule something in advance, like when I've been doing these live streams every day, I will create the outline first. then I will use ChatGPT to pull that into a description, say, hey, in this live stream, we'll be covering this, 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 and this. And you can put something like that in here if you like. Then once you've actually got the recording or if it is ready, that's when you can then come in and drop that video in and it'll be all ready to go and it's all, you know, in the right place. So this is our very basic. So you would fill that in, you know, if you knew some topics that were coming up, you would fill that in here. And that could be anything. So if you are doing a membership that is around template delivery, that can be like, you know, monthly template drops. It could be that you have, say, three different things that you cover and each month there is new things that will go into each of those sections. Maybe it's a review session and, you know, a workshop or training and a office hours, something along those lines. You might have different categories for each of them. So these are not modules as such. They're not designed to necessarily be worked through sequentially. You're creating topic areas. Sometimes I've seen people where they will start off with having this, you know, monthly, but then when that gets really big, they'll actually make other categories that are more related to the type of content. So it might be like, you know, previous workshops on this topic, or they might group topics together. Sometimes I have seen it with templates where, you know, there'll be different categories for templates and you may highlight, like each month you might have like new template drop. And then at the each end of that month, the template will go into its appropriate area. So if it was for social media, you might have social media captions, you might have reels templates, you might have carousel posts and something else. So there might be a theme or a topic. So you might have, you know, this one right up the top. You might have, let's go underneath, start here. We might just add a new one, just assuming that we're going to have some kind of templates. Not sure how we do that for travelers, but maybe it's travel plans or travel ideas or something. So I'm just going to call this monthly. I'll call it travel plan drop, but pretend we're doing this for templates because that's a really common thing that people use with memberships. And then in here, this is where you would load the content for that month. And we might actually move this one all the way up to the top if Kajabi's going to let us. I think my screen is a little bit finicky. I'm not sure why it's being quite so finicky. It's okay. We'll figure that out. We'll figure that out afterwards. Usually when you collapse all these, it's a lot easier to move things around. So, yeah, we might just say monthly travel plans is going to go in here. The workshops is in here, resources at the bottom. So this will be the monthly drop. We'll add content. We could just say this month's destination highlight, for example. And then at the end of that month, so this could be like, you know, May, you could, you know, have this whatever you want. Maybe if you have like favorite destinations as a content area, it will move out of that monthly drop and into the, you know, the archive or the thing so people can explore. So it's really easy to see what's just being dropped in, like what's new. And then you can move it and reorganize the content afterwards. So think of these more like folders rather than modules when you are considering the architecture of what you are setting up. So even though technically it's called a course and it says, you know, courses and all those places, this is just a way to store and organize content. And that's what you need for a membership in a lot of cases, whether it is something that you're delivering monthly, even whether it's templates, whether it's lessons, whether it is some kind of download or deliverable, this is a way that you can do those things together. So that is if you are going to put everything into one course product. Another type of membership, this is one that my failed membership, I set it up like this, but I have seen a lot of other people doing this where there was one sort of central hub area that directed out to all of the resources, but each of the mini courses or the mini pieces of content or the new sort of monthly drop was released as a separate product. Now, the reason you may want to do that is to be able to sell that monthly content separately, just as that, or sell that mini course or that resource or whatever it is as a single separate item, or have people be able to access all of it. And in that case, you don't need to add it all into, you know, this area. You certainly could if you wanted to, but you could have a collection of courses or, you know, monthly drops or whatever it is, and they are all separate individual products. It does get a little bit hard to manage when you end up, you know, running a membership for multi-years. Like, imagine if you ran that for 4 years, you'd have 48 different things. So it could get a little bit overwhelming over time. But it is certainly something to consider. The other option is to put it all into the membership and then occasionally pull some pieces out and sell them separately. It could be like a bonus bundle for Black Friday. You could create like a special version of your membership content, or pull some of the things out that people have found particularly helpful. So if you've got any questions about that organization of content within a course product, please do let me know. Before the actual newsletter product was released, I had a ongoing subscription product that was for a 12-month period with a weekly deliverable. And I had that inside a course product in a similar fashion. If you have not yet got it, you can actually experience what that is like as a student. Unfortunately, I did not see the year out as I got very deep in burnout, like 3 months into delivering that. But you can actually go to theunicornadvisory.com/this. You'll see the option for make more offers. This was a paid product. I am making it free as it was from 2023, but it is timeless and helpful information. But you can go in there and see how I did that. So I had other helpful content that went along. So I released some emails and sort of a content library as part of that product. And then I just put a copy of the weekly email into that course product. What I would probably do now, to be honest, is I would probably make it a paid newsletter and have all of the content just organized within the newsletter so that when I pressed send on the newsletter, it was already automatically adding it into that newsletter, and I would set it up to be only for paid subscribers. Same outcome. A lot easier to execute because it was a little bit of a pain having to go and copy everything from the email that I would send out every week and then put it into the course product. It could even be a combination. I'm going to talk about combos in a sec, where maybe the newsletter is something that you send out weekly or monthly only for members. Some sort of exclusive content in there, or maybe you have a paywall feature on your newsletter so that it is free for anyone, but if people get to a certain point in the newsletter, or there's some exclusive episodes that are only for your paying members and subscribers, you can then add them, add that in. So there's lots of options with combining things together, but make more offers. You'll be able to see how I set that up back when I did that in a course product. But I want to talk about other things. So courses are definitely one way that you can do it. It's definitely the most common way that I've seen people running membership products in Kajabi. If you wanted to get extra fancy, Kajabi does have creator.io, which allows you to create an AI bot of all of your content so that you can use that to direct members. You can train it basically on all of your content that is behind the paywall. So at the moment, that doesn't pick up community or any other products, but it does pick up everything in your course product. You can choose even down granularly to which things you want to include and exclude. But that might be a great way that you can add an extra helpful resource into your membership so that people can ask questions and get directed to the right specific piece of content. Something to just bear in mind is your naming of your, I'll call them lessons, but they don't need to be lessons, pieces of content, is if you have the search feature enabled in your course, it will go through and pick things like that up, and it will also pick up words in the description. So try and be conscious of, you know, adding in, you know, you could even add some hashtags at the end, or making sure that you are covering words that make sense. So if someone does search, they will be able to get results, especially in a membership product. And especially once it gets really big, that can be really helpful. Okay, so our Wanderers community now has this monthly travel briefings product, which has got, you know, some helpful resources. It's got the place for our you know, monthly workshop. It's also got our travel briefing that we're going to deliver monthly. It's growing all the time, this membership. I'm already over delivering and it's a fake membership. But let's just say we've got that created. We've also got the community aspect of it. So this is the lounge, which I have renamed from the very uninventive home that I named it yesterday. So this is our Wanderers Village community. And we have the lounge. So we can do things like meetups in here. So we've got this campfire travel stories. We could have a, you know, meet other travelers, you know, kind of thing. You can create all sorts of events in here, and you can really fill this out to be, you know, whatever you would want it to be. You know, you could change this leaderboard name to be something, you know, along the lines of, you know, frequent flyer points or something like that. And we can do meetups. You can have challenges if you want to, or you can strip whatever out of that you like. I did a whole live stream on setting up a community, so please do refer to that if you want more info about setting up the actual community. But within this community, there is an option, and something that may be helpful is you can have a channel or a circle that can actually go back to your course area. So let's just say that we want to connect these two together. So I'm going to come back out to our course, and we are going to connect this to the monthly travel briefings. So we don't have to, they could just be two independent things. People will see them both in their library when they log in. But we could come into our settings. And for our monthly travel briefings, actually I'll cover this as well, we could do that in a live video session from within this course. If you do that, you will have the option then to have it automatically save. So of course you want to turn on the premium video, and we can call this, you know, monthly workshop, or you can run it on Zoom. Personally, for me, I always ran my Q&A calls on Zoom. With my new product that is going to be coming out where I'm providing support, I'm actually going to do something a little bit different, and each month I'm going to mix it up. One month I'm going to do Zoom, one month I'm going to do this live room, and one month I'm going to do it in the community so that members can experience it from their side. I'm here showing you how to use Kajabi. So being able to actually experience Kajabi and see what your members are going to experience can help you decide, is that good enough? Is that the type of experience that I want to offer? And then because you'll be able to experience it in different ways every month, you can try that out. So that is Kajabi 101 Quick Start. I'll be sending out some information about it very, very soon. So if anyone has missed my weekly Q&As, I'm not going to be back weekly, but you will be able to come and ask me questions monthly. Still good. You still get lots of soon. So we can have this here. You can put some information. The schedule and description isn't, you know, too much to worry about, because it's a generic one for everyone, for every session. It's kind of just like saying, here's the name of, you know, the room kind of thing. So we might say this happens on the last Friday of the month at 3 p.m. Eastern, for example. If you choose to automatically upload recordings as lessons, that is going to take the recording automatically as soon as you finish. Once it finishes rendering, it's then going to add it into your course. You can choose to publish lessons after the upload. Personally, I like to just leave it unpublished, and then I'll probably move it. It will create an extra like module or area in your course, and maybe the name might be a little, you know, you might not want that name, or you might want to add some links or resources or a, you know, summary of the call. So I personally don't publish them automatically, but if you're like, I just want the easiest way possible, then click publish. And as soon as you finish that live call, that's going to be added into the resource library for your members. But this is what I wanted to show you here, is enable community for this course. And we can select this access group, and we will save. And when we actually go into customize for our this course product that is part of our membership, this is where we can actually connect that. So you may need to double check that your product is the most current version. So to do that, we'll just go into update template. And this one is saying, okay, so there is an update. We don't need to worry about this one, but actually preview update. No, I think I'm already updated. So I am already at the current update, but you may need to update it if you find you can't access community. That was about a year ago that came in, so it should be okay. But if you're, you know, on an older system or you're using an older product, just a little tip, you may need to update that. So we're going to go into customize, and this is where we can actually add in the community. So it's part of our course product. So if you're creating like a course product that is a hub for your members, so it's like start here, go to this place first, you're always sort of directing people back here, then we can actually add this community widget. And then select the, it says circle, this has actually been updated to channels, but we can select which one. Do we want to do share stories? We might do Q&A in here. And then that is going to actually add that community right into the course area. So someone doesn't even need to go to the actual community in here. they will be able to access everything from this. And you can rename, so you can link this to the community settings and just have it pull the colors and, you know, this actual access here. Or we can actually go and rename this and choose the color that we want it to be. It's not going to match, but that's okay. And we can be like, ask your questions. Even if the channel is or the circle is called something different, you can choose your font and you can add an image in here if you want. So this is going to have this. And if someone does want to go through to the community, they can click and it is going to open up. So this is a nice way that you can actually make sure that your community is part of your actual course and people will be able to participate in that. They will be able to comment on other people's posts, put new posts, etc. So connecting those together is really helpful. One of the things that I just did not mention before, but I think is also something I like to do for membership products that are courses, is to actually create a special menu for your course. So we are going to come in here to edit your link list. So I just clicked onto this home area here where this Kajabi default menu was, and it will bring up this menu option and we want to edit your link lists. You can also get to this through website and then navigation here. It's just going to open that tab up for us. I'm like, oh, thanks Kajabi. And we can then make a custom menu. So we can create a menu that is specific to the membership. So it doesn't need to send people to, you know, blog and about and home. We can actually make this. So we'll make this the Wanderers membership menu. And this is a way that you can link people to the things that they might need. So we could add in, for example, we could add a link. We could actually do it to the product. I don't know if it's going to let me add a community product though. No, it's only the product links are to go to specific lessons or modules within a course, but it can be within any course. So we're going to actually add a link and we are going to add chat in, chat with wandering friends. Friends, and we're actually going to add this community link, this URL that we can see here, and we're going to pop this into the menu and save. And so once we link this menu, we could also add, we could add latest content, and that could go to, so we're going to select a module. Lucky we don't have many courses and modules, it makes it a lot easier. We can connect to this monthly travel plans or, you know, latest templates or whatever it is that you're adding in. So that's going to be able to be a really quick guide for people to go straight to that. And we could also, you know, maybe add a link for upcoming workshop. And actually, we're going to we'll make that a product link. And we will go, we can either go to a module or a lesson. I'll do a lesson this time so you can see what that would look like. So we can go here, May 25, topic name. So it can be upcoming or you can connect to a module. Now these are showing as draft because they are draft in the actual course. So while they are draft in the course, they're not going to show up in the menu. But we could, you know, add a, you know, if you wanted to as well, to upsell or cross-sell to something else. Like if you sold a coaching or consulting offer separately, you could add, you know, book a one-on-one. Or if you were running a, you know, a travel type of membership, I'm going to say as someone who has made a crap ton of money from affiliate marketing, it would be remiss of you not to share your favorite affiliate travel resources. So, you know, linking to things like that, favorite booking sites, or even a page that has all of your, you know, affiliate links. It may be that you have a shop somewhere else. Maybe this offer is just part of your business and you have, you know, some kind of consulting through another business or other products or other things that are valuable that you might want to add. This is your membership menu. So you want to add the things that are most helpful to your members. If you are doing something where I mentioned before, where you've got separate courses, like individual sort of mini courses or mini products that you are delivering each month, then having somewhere that links back to, you know, the home or the dashboard or something like that can be helpful in that menu too. So this is if the main place that you are sending people is to your course as the hub, which I think it's a good idea to choose one or the other, like your course or your membership, that is what you can do. So we are now going to come back in here and actually connect that menu so you can see what it's going to look like. So now we've got this option for our Wanderers membership menu, And you will notice that those other two things did not show up because they were still draft. So that can be really helpful that once you put it to publish, the menu is going to change. So menus changing is going to potentially get people's attention. They'll be like, oh, something new. So yeah, that's only going to show up. So if you're like, I add it into the menu and it's not showing up, do make sure that whatever you've connected to is set to published. So yes, this is a way that you can create this, you know, this course product. However, this layout, this momentum, this premiere kind of product layout, I do like it, but I have seen people doing really beautiful things with a couple of template options. This one, especially Sunset, I'm just going to give it a little preview so that you can see, because you can choose whichever template that you want. And luckily, you can use as many as you want. When you add in thumbnails for all of your different categories, like this is such a fantastic example of how it can work really well for a membership product instead of a course product. You know, this is these topic areas like, you know, meditations, recipes, bonuses, archives, resources, you know, a getting started area, new this month, coaching calls. Like you can actually, you know, sort of see how this can start to come together and feel more like a membership product than a course product. And as much as I love Premiere, it's the thing that I use almost every time for courses. For a membership, using a different sort of style where it's a bit more visually appealing and layout might be helpful. I adore the Gamma Flix template, which is from Penny, who has created this, and Bastion have got their two best templates and merged them together. That is something that is really advanced though, and I'm a bit extra and I just really like the layout, but using something like this can be a great way to get some of that nice layout. It's also going to put the content in the middle rather than having it listed sort of sequentially. Again, can make it feel more like a membership. And then you can have that menu where things are going to be down the side in that sequential menu. So it's just a different type of layout. And that is a great thing, is that we have these options to do that. Again, you can also add that menu along the top, which is really nice. And, you know, you can search here. So that's why it's a good idea to put those descriptions in. So that is an example. The other one that I really like for membership products is this Gamify Lite with sidebar. It's the same kind of structure, but it gives you the option of having that gamification aspect, which can be fantastic for memberships where you want people to keep coming back. You want to celebrate as they hit milestones and achievements as they work through things in your membership. And having badges is a fantastic way that you can do that. And there is a couple of versions of the Gamify template. This one I feel is really helpful for that membership style product. But if you like this and you're like, oh, but I really like the layout of the other one, that's where you can get something like that, Gamaflix. I'm actually going to be doing a workshop with Bastion from Jiffy Courses, who created this template. And we are actually going to work through some gamification and show you some examples of what you can do. So comment if you want me to let you know when that is. We haven't set a date yet, but we definitely have it planned and we're going to run that at some point, hopefully in the next month or two. So if you're like, oh, I kind of like the idea of gamification, especially because, as I'll show you, we can also bring it in. Where's it gone? To our community. Community now has gamification as well. So we can have it so that things cross between the two and people can get badges for those certain things. But all this is just to say there are lots of options, and options are good, but don't get yourself stuck on it. Start with something. You can always add these things on later. You can start with a simple template and, you know, come back and add something really pretty or add this, you know, gamification. It doesn't need to be done from the beginning. The Gamaflix, you know, I didn't start using that until year four of Kajabi. And whilst I love it, it is a lot of extra work to understand and use and, you know, get the most out of it. So it's an advanced strategy. So start with simple and then move on to those things. But, you know, just know that there are really cool options out there. And yeah, especially with, I mean, I like gamification for a course, but I especially love those aspects with any kind of ongoing subscription, because, hey, we all like collecting badges and getting that, you know, like gratification of emails coming out saying, yeah, look at you, you've achieved this thing. So, all right, where are we at? Let me go and check my list and see where we're at. I'm still on section two. out of seven sections. So thank you for sticking around. I knew this was going to be a bit of a long one. But all right, what have we got in our products now? So we have our course product and we already have the newsletter that I had created. We're just going to pretend for today that this is a paid newsletter. And we have access to the community. So one of the things that I was touching on before is that if you do have a course product and a community, decide which place is going to be the home, sort of the dashboard, the place that you send people to. If you feel like the community is the heart and soul of what you're doing and that sort of course content is like a bonus, kind of an add-on, and you want everything to be in the community, what you can do is you can actually create like a hub landing page. Penny in Your Pocket has got some fantastic community homepages available, and you can actually add those in. So we're going to come into, can we do it here? We can do it here. Custom page. I love these new changes to community. And we can call this like a dashboard or something along those lines. And if we have multiple access groups, we can choose which access group sees it. But this all wanders with everyone who has access to the community. We can make some links just for specific areas if we are doing tiered access, but let's just assume it's just across the board. So this will go to everyone. And then you can put this link in here. And that can be a landing page. It can be any URL, and you can make it so that it opens up in a new tab, or it just, you know, you have this link down here that is dashboard, and that will bring up that landing page, which you can then link out to areas of your community. You can say, go here for the monthly Q&A calls. Like this is where to, you know, participate in the community, et cetera. You can sort of make that look like it's part of this community because you can have it just here in the menu, that dashboard option. So that is an option, or you can kind of turn the course product that you've created, probably isn't going to look quite like this, like let's pretend it looks like this. You can turn this course area into your home dashboard, whichever suits you. If the majority of what you're doing is in here, and the community is kind of like the, you know, the just the place that's sort of like the side where you want people to be able to ask questions and get support. But the majority of what you're doing is in the actual, you know, with what you're delivering and, you know, the majority, 90% of it, say, is in the course product, then you would want that to be the home dashboard. You get to choose. You can change over time and you certainly can just direct people to that landing page. It can, you know, they can go, hey, access your resources here. Go and, you know, get your monthly travel briefings or whatever the case is. Or you can do it in here and, you know, in this, you can make an area for like updates and you can say, hey, the, you know, the monthly travel briefing is out, and you can do a URL link that will go back to that course product. You can also add links for all of those things like that you've got in your menu that we had over here. Actually, it's not in there because we've gone away from that. But that menu that we created before, you can essentially recreate that in the side here, or it can go into this lounge area. So then people can go through and access and get to the different parts of your membership product. All right. So now what I need to let you know is the most important part of all this. All of these products just exist. It doesn't mean that anyone has access to any or all parts of it. And with your membership, you may have two tiers of it. Maybe you've got like a basic tier that just gives access to the community, which is going to come back into all products. And then maybe you've got a VIP tier that gives access to this monthly travel briefings, workshops, travel plans, and the newsletter. So that could be your tiers. So, and as well as, you know, the community. So in that case, you know, you need to be able to create different offers that give access to different things. You've also got things to consider, like, are you going to charge monthly, quarterly, annually, maybe even weekly? I certainly know a few membership subscription offers that charge $100 a week, because that sounds a lot more appealing than $5,000 a year. So there's different ways that you can structure that. And when you have a membership product, you're likely to have different price points. Maybe you're going to have a founding members price. Maybe you'll run a special for Black Friday or something like that. Your offer is what determines who gets access to what and what date that access starts, and then what happens in terms of, you know, if they've got other bonuses. So we're going to go into offers now so I can show you how to set this up. So we've got our products set up, which you need to be able to set up in order to be able to do an offer. But we're going to create a new offer. Hopefully my payment thing is going to work. I just connected it just prior to doing this. And so we will say Wanderers Community I'm going to call it basic. I hate using the word basic. I don't think it sounds very appealing, but let's just say basic. And then we select the product. So for this one, it's just the community. Maybe it's a community and this is the newsletter. I would name these better if I was doing this as a membership. And we are going to continue. And this one is going to be a subscription. So just do remember, there is payment plans and subscriptions. Payment plans finish, subscriptions roll until the customer asks for it to be cancelled, or and you cancel it for them, or they go and cancel it themselves. So do make sure that you do a subscription, because if you don't, when it gets to the end of that period, and this has happened a few times to people that I know and clients where they're super frustrated because they're like, oh my God, I got 100 members sign up. And then they realize they've done it on a one-time payment. And so they got the first month, but then they've got to go back to that client. They can't just change them to a subscription offer afterwards. They've actually got to go back to the client and say, hey, you know, there was a problem. Can you resubscribe and re-sign up and go through the checkout process again? And as I'm sure you can imagine, some people may not do that. Even if it is an annual offer, you still want that to be on a subscription, because we can choose how often that we want that to be, weekly, monthly, or yearly. And we could even bill every 2 years or every, you know, 1 year or every week. We could have that every 2 weeks. So, you know, you can play around with that to get the right interval, but it is important to make sure that you choose a subscription offer. So we're going to choose monthly for this one. I'm going to say bill every month. So you will have to fill that in. If you leave it blank, it's going to throw error messages at you. And let's just say we're going to charge $49 per month. I'm just going to choose PayPal. It's the only one that I've got connected. But if I did have Kajabi payments set up, I would be able to offer Apple Pay and Google Pay as well. So we can now do the checkout. Don't stress too much about this, because we can go and change all of this later. We do want the name in here. And if you are doing a membership, I would always recommend, I will put a link to my blog from years ago that is still as relevant today as it was then, about the things that you should include on your checkout for membership offers specifically, in case people try to do a chargeback, and just so that you can make it really clear for your customers. Things like terms and conditions, like reminding them that it is a monthly payment, they're signing up for a subscription, that they can cancel within, you know, X amount of days notice, et cetera. And as well, just making it clear per month that it's not, you know, ambiguous as to whether that $49 is some kind of one-off. So I will link to that, because, yeah, it's a helpful blog. I think I resend it out to my email list like probably every year or so, because it's, you know, it's one of those things that's evergreen and timeless and still relevant. So now we have this very basic offer. So this is the basic version. So if you are doing different versions of your offers, if you're doing, you know, a monthly, a quarterly, and an annual, I personally try to stick to two options, but three would be the absolute maximum, still something you could consider. And if you're doing like a tiered offer, so if it's basic and like VIP tier or premium tier, or, you know, like I've seen people that do gold and silver and different options like that, do one first, one offer first, and then duplicate it, so you're not having to redo things lots of times. Because what we need to do is we need to choose for this basic offer, what are the products? Now, we just chose those. So we're like, all right, the lounge, so this is the community, and this is the newsletter. So that is all that this basic tier gets access to. We could start it on a specific date. So we could start it, say, on the 1st. That will mean that no one can actually get into those things or access them until, actually, that's the 1st of May. It's probably not going to happen. Not very helpful. So if you were doing something where maybe there was a course and you didn't want people to get access to it, or you're, you know, pre-selling it or something, you're saying, hey, everything's going to be ready from the 1st of June, you can set that here. Generally, I think that that is better with a cohort style course. And if there is something available, you know, you can certainly leave things on draft if you want, but a community, they is something that you can get set up pretty quickly for people to be able to access. So just generally speaking, I leave that off. There isn't any situations where I do a specific number of days. Sometimes I have seen people doing things like if it is an annual, so we're going to just, we're going to specify this monthly, actually. Yep, so we can put that. We could just leave it as basic membership. And then sometimes I will add in here the details. So monthly and 49 per month. This can be helpful if you're doing different pricing, just so you know which version is which. I think I ended up with well over 30 different offers for Unicorn Heroes by the time I finished. So when you're going down in the drop-down list, you're like, which one is which? So, you know, maybe even have those at the start there so you can find them easily. But yes, I have seen people, let's just say it was monthly, that they've actually restricted the access to 31 days, which what that will mean is that will cut their access off after that period of time. So you don't need to worry on a subscription offer about restricting access, because once they stop paying at the end of that payment period, their access is going to be automatically removed. So if it is an annual membership, don't restrict it to 365 days, just leave that blank. And the processing that, you know, the fact that it is a subscription is going to keep members where they are supposed to be. This post-purchase, I've got lots of training on offers. I always like to send people either to the product library or to a landing page. Landing pages can be great because you can also put surveys and things on there and ask people why they decided to join and, other things that you can do. I hate these post-purchase emails and custom emails. If you've seen any of my training about offers, you'll know that I'm like, don't use them. They're ugly. Click none and do an automation email. Often for a membership, what I will do is set up, and I probably don't have one of these already set up, but we will do when offer is purchased, then subscribe to an email sequence. Now, I don't have an onboarding email, so I haven't got one here in this part of Kajabi. But usually I'll have like an onboarding email sequence so that then, you know, you will have that set up to go out, to have touch points with people over the first month of their membership. You want people to make sure that once they join your membership, they're like, hey, there's a lot of value for me in here. You know, this is a cool place. They keep inviting me to things, etc. So you can choose a sequence. You do have to have it already done. So that is what I generally do instead of this ugly Kajabi email that goes out. You can also do a send email automation if you just want to send one email and you're doing this and you can use this like more simple send email, or go into marketing and create the email sequence and connect it up. You can also do things in automations such as add a tag. So when offer is purchased, you can add tags. So you might want to add a member's tag. You can also do things like when offer subscription payment canceled, then you can remove tag, or you could add another tag and say member canceled or something along those lines. If you want to be extra, extra careful about making sure access is revoked, you can do offer subscription payment canceled, then deactivate from offer, discontinue. That should all happen on the back end. I have seen people sometimes recommend it. I've never had to manually go and do that myself, but if you want to be like extra sure, it can be. The only thing that I would suggest with that is when the offer subscription payment is cancelled, that will remove the access that day. The reason I don't tend to use it is because I will leave people in until the end of their current payment period. You could also unsubscribe from an email sequence at the point they decide to join your membership, especially if you have had some kind of evergreen sequence selling the membership. So that can be a trigger to be like, stop sending any more sales emails about this membership. You could register them to an event. I have seen people set up their Q&A calls as events. You can set them up 3 months in advance. So that way, if they're registered to the event, they will get those Q&A calls, the email reminders for those. So that is another option. And you could also send them a single-use coupon to buy something else, like maybe it's a member's perk that once you become a member, you will get a coupon to buy a different thing. It can also be something nice that you can do. So there is a few things you can do under automations, but it's with the offer, not in the products themselves. So we have separate automations for completion as someone goes through the product. But this is, you know, once they make payment, then that can trigger certain things to happen. Okay, so let's just say we've got this basic membership, $49 a month. Let's pretend our checkout is done. It is not done, but let's pretend it's all beautiful and done. Otherwise, we'll be here for hours if I start training on checkouts. I do have other training on checkouts. So if you want, let me know and I can link to it for you. Just comment and I'll give you some links of where to find that. But let's just assume that this is good. Like we're like, okay, we're happy with this. What I would suggest that you do for the annual version is we'll duplicate it. So this one is basic membership annual. And we will make that $499 per year. And Just changing it here is just the name. We need to then go into the pricing. So this will duplicate. And if you did have automation set up, there is an option and it says copy automations. 100% recommended, because if you've gone and done ad tag and, you know, subscribe to email sequence and all those things, if you copy the automations, you won't have to do them all again. And I'm all in for saving time, especially when you're doing lots of things. So we've got annual membership here, but this price is still saying per month. So we need to go and adjust that. So we're going to go into our pricing. And we are going to leave this as subscription. And if we click onto this, this is going to then open up the options for the subscription. So instead of having monthly, we're going to change this to yearly, bill every 1 year. And we're going to make that $499 a year. Now, this is something that didn't come up when we set the offer up before, but you can set this up at any time. And especially with subscription offers, membership types of things, you may want to play around with at some point some kind of trial offer, like a dollar for the first 10 days or, you know, half price for the first month. Like there's lots and lots of different things that you can do. And you can actually set up free trial periods and other things in here as well. So if you did want to do that, that this is where you can set that up. You can choose how many days, 7 days, you know, anything up to a year. If you leave it blank, there is no trial. You can also set up a fee that is charged immediately. So if you wanted to do $10 for your first month and then $49 a month after that, this is where you can make that. First month is 30 days and we could make this $10. And then what that's going to do is make it $10 immediately for that first 30 days. And then that will automatically charge $499 after that for the year. So you can save $10 for the first 30 days, then $499 annually. And you can obviously play around with that. This setup fee text override and or the custom price text override, I definitely recommend using one of those just to make it very, very clear on the checkout exactly what someone is paying. So you've got options in here. So we're going to make this this a free trial just so you can see what that looks like when we go into the checkout. And you can also set a quantity limit on this offer. You can set it so that, you know, it's only available, say, to the first 10 people, and you can choose whether you want to show that. So we can, let's set that up, because why not? Let's choose the first 10 people, and we want to show the remaining item count so it can say how many are left. And each time there is a purchase, it is going to count down. And we can either redirect to a landing page, which you can redirect back to a sales page or to a, you know, sold out page that you've created, or a waitlist page, or you can just do this very, very basic, you know, like, oh no, sorry, it's finished, like, which you can create in 5 seconds, but you've got very limited formatting. So, so we're going to do this. You can be like, no, sorry, we're sold out. This is a little bit ugly, but it's going to give you the idea. So at least we'll make it a heading. You could, you know, add in not a button, but we could, you know, create a link to somewhere else saying, you know, register for the waitlist or something else. Or you can just direct someone to a landing page if you have one created. So we're going to do this just because why not? We're having fun with our offers today for our membership product. And now I'm going to edit the checkout just so you can see what this is going to look like, not with the actual copy on the checkout, but so you can see what I've set up with this trial. So this is $499 a year, and we can see that it's $10 for the first 30 days, then $499 annual. So that's where that is going to show up. We can also change this bit here. This is the custom price text override field. I really like using this. Sometimes having those little bits of micro copy, it's a bit more compelling than just seeing the price to say, you know, get access to the community for just $4.99 a year. Can sometimes be more compelling than just $4.99. Like, give people a reason to buy, but that is the price text override. But this is the free trial. We are actually sort of spelling that out. You can also do it in here as well. But obviously, you'd want to make that a little bit more compelling and put some copy, maybe some images, and fancy that page up a bit. But we're looking at the settings for this. So now we have this version. So we've got an annual and a monthly version, but what about this VIP tier that has all of the things that we just set up? So we're going to come back out here to the details. We're going to do this annual one first. So again, you know, set the one up, you know, add any, I will add an automation just so you can see what it looks like when we duplicate the offer. So when offer is purchased, then add a tag and we will call this member 2025 and save. And now when we go to duplicate it, so now what we're wanting to do is we're wanting to take this one and duplicate it into the VIP version of the offer, like the second tier. So we're going to duplicate it again. And instead of saying basic membership, we're going to call it gold membership. And we're going to say that is $14.99 per year. And I know it says annual and per year, probably don't need to have both of those, but that's okay. No one's going to see that. It's internal. And so now we have another offer here. So now we've got three offers. This one's got two products, but it says $4.99. So we're going to go and change a couple of things on this one. But assuming that we had done the checkout page and the settings and all the automations and all of that kind of stuff, when you duplicate it, it saves you starting from scratch each time. So I use duplicate all the time. I also use duplicate if I change the prices of things, but I'll come back to that. Remind me if I forget. So we've got this annual here. So this has only got two products, but we want to add all of the products. So we're going to go and add the monthly travel briefings. I don't know what this PDF is, but let's chuck that PDF in as well. And this is where we've got all of the things. So you can choose what elements of what it is that you're offering. You know, if you had coaching, like maybe if they join VIP, you get a one-on-one session or something in addition. So you get to choose what goes into this, this offer. So this one can be the same membership, but it's a different tier. So it has more things in it. And it did not do my automations. Maybe I didn't actually save it on the other. Anyway, so we can go then again and add in the automations that we want. But if we'd added them all in the first time and saved it, then it would have duplicated them for us. But importantly, always remember to come back and press save on this. Sometimes when you go from tab to tab, it doesn't remember. So we're going to come into our pricing and update the pricing. So this is still a subscription. So we want to click onto it to actually be able to get the details. So this one is now $14.99 a year. And we are not doing a free trial on this. And we are definitely not doing a setup fee on this. And we can then choose, you know, this is, we've got this quantity limit set up here, which, you know, I just did for fun, but let's just say it's only two people are allowed this VIP level. Maybe it does include coaching or something. And we are then going to save. So trial period, oh, I need to just leave it blank, not zero. So now there is no trial on this one and we've got this set up to the correct price. We're going to go and edit our checkout. And now you can see that the price is correct. Oops. So do you know one thing that I forgot to do? We actually did not change this. So we'll change this to gold membership. And the reason why that happened is I'll show you and we'll go back. Little tip, if you want to get back to your main part of Kajabi, click on the K. If you want to just get back into your office, use this breadcrumb menu. That K is going to take you right back out to your home area. Is that we change it in the internal title, but we missed it in the gold membership. The good thing is if you change it on the checkout page, is it actually going to update it in the title? Sometimes that can be a little frustrating because you might update it on the checkout page to make it look good. And then you come here and you're like, hey, what did it change? That's because this title is going to be the same as what shows on the checkout. The adding in an image is optional. Adding in the description is only necessary if you are using the offer on a somewhere in Kajabi where you're using an actual offer block. If you're just linking to the checkout page, you do not need to use the description. It's not going to show up anywhere else. But now we have created this. And then if we wanted to have a monthly version, maybe we'd just say, you know what, gold memberships only annual. We're not even offering that monthly. Or we can say, do you know what? This PDF, we're not going to offer it anymore. We can just remove it and it will be gone. If people were already in the membership, it's going to ask you, it's going to prompt saying, hey, do you want to remove this from everyone in there or do you want to keep it? And if you're adding something in after you've got members, it's going to say, do you want this to be for existing members or just moving forward? So that will happen when you add products in. So I know offers probably is the least fun part of Kajabi, but it's one of the parts that when you can really understand it, it's going to, you know, it's the thing you'll use the most often because this is how you get paid. And the offers is different to the products. And this is where, you know, the different products combine together and the offer is the thing that once someone goes through and purchases it, they will then be given access to whatever you define in this section. All right. We're over an hour. Are you still with me? Are you with me? Because I will zoom through. We'll do a speed run through through the next sections. I just want to give you some ideas of different types of products that you, different types of memberships. You know, I've touched on them briefly as I've gone through, but I've got a list. So let's, you know, let's have a look. So we've got content-based memberships. So these are things where there is some kind of material that is delivered each month. Generally, this will be courses or training types of products. Maybe it's some sort of downloadable materials, templates. You could have a content-based, like where it is a newsletter or a podcast, something that is being delivered. If you have a free podcast, you know, maybe the membership subscription is like to be part of the community and there are special exclusive subscriber-only podcasts, or there is some kind of combination with those. You can absolutely have a coaching-based membership slash subscription offer where it is an ongoing, it's not like coach with me for, you know, 12 weeks. This is an ongoing coaching arrangement where you can say, hey, you know, come and be my private client. And, you know, you can stay for as long as you want. And you may find that there are situations, like I know people who have coached with the same coach for months, if not years at a time. So it's thinking about what are things where there is no defined end. It is what sort of support can you offer ongoing? That could even be like ongoing access to some kind of office hours or live Q&A sessions, co-working sessions, some type of thing where you are showing up, you know, continually and ongoing for people. That can be group and that can be one-to-one. It could even be a service offering is something that you could include in that coaching-based membership type product. Maybe it's a certain number of hours that you are delivering each month. Absolutely, community. You could have a community on its own or part of a membership, whether it's like a peer space where people can come and join together. It could be a mastermind type product, fan club, like opportunities are endless with communities. It could be a payment only situation. So it could be something where you are taking payment in order to unlock something. Maybe it is unlocking exclusive access to special pricing or exclusive access to even be able to work with you at all. I remember having a consult call with someone who was setting up a program for a driving instructor, and the driving instructor was completely booked out and there were no more driving instructors available in this location. It was an island, so it was very limited. And so people had a really long wait in order to be able to get driving lessons. And so they joined the membership to be able to get shortcutted on that wait list. I thought that was a really cool strategy. And then as part of that, then they got some other, you know, special training whilst they waited, but that was kind of like a jump the queue. So it was paying money to be able to do that. Certainly, you know, Costco, Amazon, all of those things are where you pay a monthly fee to be able to get access to things or discounted things. And of course, the hybrid where you blend together combinations of those in whatever floats your boat. Like you can choose different combos. You can, you know, revisit things. Like when you set up a membership in the beginning, it doesn't have to stay that way permanently. Like I've said a few times, there's nothing that we're doing in these digital product businesses that can't be changed, amended, adjusted to suit as you run it. And you might be like, okay, I really like these aspects. Maybe your members don't even use some of the aspects. You're like, I'm going to drop that off, and they want you to add something in. You know, think about the hybrid approach. I am going to be talking to Jerome from Kajabi's data analytics team in a few weeks with the Kajabi Fireside Chats. He has done some phenomenal research into pricing, and bundling different Kajabi products together for the most part was allowing Kajabi heroes to charge more and earn more money from their subscription and payment plan offers. So, you know, that benchmarking was super interesting seeing that change. Okay. And with your payments, I showed you monthly and annual and kind of a tiered access, but remember that anything's possible. You can do weekly, you could do bi-weekly or fortnightly. You could do every 2 years, you know, every 2 months, every 3 months. Like, you know, there's so many different options. And one of the things that I often see people doing with an annual over a monthly, because you want to incentivize people to do annual, is pricing it so you get, you know, maybe 2 months free for paying up front, or maybe you'll get an extra bonus. So that's where you can choose what products. Maybe it's that you do get like a coaching call, or maybe that paid newsletter is a bonus only for annual subscribers, or they get an extra template or download, or there's some kind of thing that you give extra to the people who choose to pay annually in order to incentivize that for cash flow. Or it could just be that you say get 2 months or 3 months free if you do annual. I see that used a lot. And also one thing that I didn't go into, but I will, if you know, if you want, if you're interested in this, let me know to request. I'll really, really quickly talk about it now because I've kept you here for a long time. In your course products, you have the option to drip content out. So let's just say that we are, okay, we don't even need to begin access at a certain day. Maybe each month you want people to get something, but you don't want them to get access to the previous month. So if we go into our course product, what we can do is set up dripped content. Personally, I prefer to have things where it's an open membership where people can access everything and trust that people aren't going to, you know, take the piss out of that. But let's just say that we had some, we'll go and say module, we'll just call this like month one for example. And that could just be the month one content. And then we have month two. So when someone gets access to, when they purchase, this is set to published. Then when it is month two, we're going to set this to drip, and we're going to set this to drip 30 days or 31 days, whichever you choose. So that means this will be locked until someone has been a member for 30 days. So if you start and you want people to get something each month and you don't want them to be able to unlock everything if they are paying monthly, then you can have dripped content. Just do bear in mind that it's going to be the same if they purchase annually. So if you are doing an annual and a monthly, you may not want to have it set up that way, because even if they pay annual, this dripping is set at the product. So there isn't a way to be like, well, if you pay annual, you can unlock everything. But you can set dripped content. If you did month three, that would be 60 days and 90 days, etc. So if there is some content you want to hold back, I would recommend not holding everything back, though. It may just be that, you know, this, you know, doing it this way where it's like there's a monthly drop and then you move it into areas can be a way to sort of, you know, make it feel like something's fresh and exciting but give people access. But I wouldn't be too stressed about people getting access today to where there's already like a year's worth of content, because they're going to get overwhelmed. They're probably not going to be able to consume every bit of it. And for the most part, most people are going to be looking at what's the new thing, like what did I get this week? And maybe they'll, you know, vaguely look back to the old stuff, but for the most part, they'll be like, you know, looking at what's coming today onwards. All right. I'm just going to go back to my notes. Okay, so in terms of one last thing with the, I mentioned briefly before about the automations, you can use things like that gamification aspect and automation. So automations is when you finish a certain lesson or a certain piece of content, then you can trigger an action. And the action could be grant a badge so that someone gets a badge for a certain activity. You can do badges for activity within your community where people are participating in the community. And you can also just do check-ins at certain points. You know, you could have in your onboarding sequence an onboarding sequence that isn't just for the first month. Maybe it's like every sort of 6 weeks, there's a check-in that goes out so that people, as soon as they subscribe to the membership, they get subscribed to their onboarding sequence, but that could go for a year. So that you're just doing those frequent little check-ins and people get that email and they'll be like, oh, thanks, Sue's just checking in with me. However, they don't need to know it was secretly your Kajabi bots and you set it up a year ago. So doing things that allows you to have check-ins with your customers is really good. You can do things that are unscalable depending on your membership. You may want to have a personal onboarding call depending on the price point, of course, but I have been in a couple of memberships where they've done that, and it's such a great way to get people feeling like, wow, damn, like, you know, this is really cool. Like the founder is introducing me and showing me around right from day one. Encouraging people to do introductions and, you know, really be part of the community if you've got that community element is really helpful, because you want people to stay. Retention is really, really important. We talked about retention yesterday. It's the key and the heart to keeping your membership alive. And the more that you can do to remind members of the value and what you are giving and how it is going to be able to help them, then the more likely they are to stay. Okay, big one. Hour and 15 minutes, longest live stream yet, but we've gone deep and it was very awesome. And this is a two-parter. So if you want to go back and watch yesterday's, you got 2 hours of membership masterclass. One thing I do want to end with, you do not have to launch with everything. You know, I'm sort of giving you this rush through and sort of, information about all the things that you could do. But often the most important thing is just starting. Start now. Like when I started my membership back in 2020, I did it all in about a week. And ironically, even though it was a membership about Kajabi, I didn't even start it on Kajabi. I started it in a Facebook group whilst I built it out because it was the contact. It was the, hey, you know, aspect of being able to ask me questions and get that support. That was what most people wanted and really treasured. And being able to say, oh, could you do this? That would be really cool. So given that, you know, that was something that I was able to do, it's very easy to hold back and want to build something beautiful and perfect. My very first membership that I built was a disaster. I spent 3 months building it and I still stand by the fact that it was glorious. But I spent all that time building and not enough time building an audience and selling effectively. So don't put so much effort into the building. You will be stunned at how quickly and how fast your membership grows if you are delivering some kind of monthly content. Almost everyone that has come to me that's been running a membership for 1 or 2 years, they're at the point where they have so much content, they almost don't know what to do with it because it grows and adds up. And when you start, you go, oh, there's not much in there. But think about what people are coming to you for. What do they want? Like generally, you know, they don't want 4,000 videos. So think about what you can deliver that you can get set up and start delivering. And that's where it's, you know, thinking about different aspects of it and what is going to offer the most value for people in your world. So just start. That is always going to be my message. Don't let, you know, all the possibilities stop you from starting because, you know, until you actually put those possibilities into play and you try things out, you don't know if they're going to work for you and if they're going to be things that you want. It's one of those things where you learn by doing. So the sooner you start doing, the sooner you can get those experiences for yourself and make a very awesome membership. If you've got questions, pop them into the comments. I'll be very happy to help. I've got a heap of resources that I will link in the description after this live stream. And I hope that you will be able to join me again tomorrow because tomorrow I'm going to be talking about trust and how to make it safe for your customers to make a purchase decision. There's a lot of little things that you can do that will add up to a big sense of trust factor, that you are not a scam, some random business on the internet. You'll help people feel safe with their purchase decisions. So I'm going to be going into that tomorrow on the live stream. Do remember as well, just before I jump off, if you have not yet used Kajabi and you are now like, ooh, Kajabi looks cool and it does way more than I thought it could, then get Kajabi's 3 months for $99 offer. It's going to give you 3 months to play around, get things set up. You will have my support, templates, even a one-on-one call to help. Go and get all the details at theunicornadvisory.com/Kajabi and let me know if you are like, yes, I'm in. Kajabi is amazing. I mean, I'm obsessed. I love it. But that is just the kind of person that I am. Have a beautiful rest of your day and I'll see you again tomorrow.